Unit 15. The Birth of the Skyscraper. The first skyscraper was the 10-story home insurance building completed in Chicago in 1885. Though a building of such stature would likely fail to impress anyone today, both its height and structure were revolutionary at the time, ushering in an age of vertical urban growth. Before the mid-1800s, buildings utilized load-bearing masonry walls made out of brick or stone to support the weight of their upper floors. The taller a building, the more weight its lower walls had to bear, and the thicker they needed to be. This imposed a relatively strict limit on building height. Anything taller than 6 stories would necessitate load-bearing walls so thick they would impede any use of the building's interior. Yet during the latter half of the 19th century, city planners were demanding more and more tall buildings as population swelled and available urban space became scarcer. The solution came from a new building material, steel. Steel weighed less, allowed for more flexibility, could support more weight, and was far less bulky than masonry walls. Tall grid-like frameworks were fashioned using steel, and these functioned as the skeletons of buildings, on which thin, lightweight concrete and glass walls were hung. Whereas in traditional construction walls played an essential structural role, in these new buildings, they served simply to keep out the elements and let in light. It was this manner of steel frame construction that made possible Chicago's home insurance building and the hundreds of much taller skyscrapers that followed it. Of course, people also needed a method for reaching these towering structures. Steam-powered elevators had been in use for several years, but the public did not consider them safe, for if the cable that lifted and lowered the elevator broke, the compartment would plummet and crash at the ground floor. A man named Elisha Graves Otis addressed this concern with the invention of the Otis Safety Elevator, which featured a braking system that, if a cable broke and the elevator started to descend out of control, would halt the fall of the elevator box. Soon, the Otis safety became a standard element of this new generation of tall buildings. Once all of the components to make the construction of skyscrapers feasible were in place, they began to take over city skylines at a rapid pace. New York quickly transformed into a home for the tallest buildings in the world, including the Chrysler Building in 1930 and the Empire State Building in 1931. Ever since, the world's metropolises have been engaged in something of a competition to possess the highest skyscraper, and in 2010, Dubai claimed the title with its 2,717-foot Burj Khalifa, far outstripping the previous record holder, Taiwan's Taipei 101, at 1,671 feet. Throughout the world, the skyscraper serves to define cities and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future.